Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's talk a little bit about these livestock futures here today. And, well, at least for the cattle futures, that downward trend is continuing here this afternoon.
Yes, it is, Dave. The only good thing is we did close negative today with triple-digit losses. We did see feeder cattle make new lows for the month of March. Live cattle very close to their lows, but we bounced off the lows of the session by the close. News-wise, very quiet. Technical action seemed to weigh on this market more than anything. Box beef was down 33 cents on choice, up 40 on selects, moved 54 loads. We also saw cattle killed 112,000 head. We saw hog market that closed positive. April live cattle, $1.92 lower. June cattle down $1.70. April feeders, $1.12 lower. May feeders down $1.07. And April lean hogs, 80 cents higher.
We will check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit us online at MuellerInc.com and get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, use our custom 3D design tool to turn your building dreams into a reality. We're located right here in the heartland, so give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER today.
Well, Tom, on this grain trade here today, our wheat futures, they actually went off with a bang this morning, kind of tapered off, but did finish on the high side here today.
Well, Dave, I think the trade's trying to tell us they don't believe there's any damage that's been proven to them in the wheat crop from the cold weather, but time will still answer that question. Now, the soybeans continue to benefit from the run-up in the bean oil, and the bean oil's running up because of palm oil being higher. Besides that, there was no other fresh news out there to sway the markets. We did see the May KC wheat today close two higher. July KC up 2.25. May Chicago wheat a quarter of a penny higher. May corn up 0.5. December corn was unchanged. May soybeans up 8.25. November beans 8 cents higher. And it was a technically driven session. Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, 866-GO-TO-TOM.
And that's going to do it for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.